I'm Marco Werman with The World. It's tough to say this after so many years, but in Afghanistan, the war on drugs is lost. If it wasn't clear already, then a new report from the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime spells it out. The cultivation of opium poppies in Afghanistan has never been higher. And now a growing amount of that opium and the heroin produced from it is being consumed inside Afghanistan. Suna Engel Rasmussen spoke with some addicts and former addicts in Kabul.
Under a bridge in central Kabul, hundreds of men sit alongside an open sewer and try to shield against the cold, in worn-out coats and with scarves wrapped around their faces. The smell here is rancid, of human excrement, vomit, and a tinge of harsh smoke from burning glass pipes. Qasem is 23 and he's been addicted to heroin and opium for 4 years. I spent 2 years working in Iran, where I became addicted to drugs that my employer gave me to work longer hours, he says. When I was deported, I had no money to go back to my home. Now I live under this bridge. If I have to spend the winter here, I'm afraid I will die. Many here under the bridge share Qasem's story. Work in Iran, followed by addiction, and then deportation. Now, they have no job, no house, and often no family. The dogs won't even stay here, but we have to, Qasem says. There are some drug treatment facilities here, mostly funded by international aid. The government runs close to 100 treatment centers around the country, with space for 2,300 people. Nowhere near enough spots for what Afghanistan's health ministry estimates is 1.6 million drug addicts. I visit the clinic Jangalak, the only functioning government-run clinic in Kabul, which can treat 300 addicts at a time. Dr. Ahmadzai Sultani is the head of the clinic. Since we established this hospital 3 years ago, we've treated more than 6,000 drug addicts, he says. We pick people up on different locations in Kabul. After 6 weeks here, we send them back in society as healthy, good people. 21-year-old Naeem has been here at the clinic for a week and a half. It's very easy to buy drugs in Kabul, he says, especially in places like Pul-e Sokhta. After 10 days here at the clinic, I feel clean, but I will stay for the full 45 days, Naeem says. I have a friend who went through the treatment before, and he relapsed immediately after being discharged. I'm worried that will happen to me too. And that's a big problem. Although the government tries to follow up with recovering addicts after treatment, resources are scarce. And according to the Ministry of Public Health, there's a 40% relapse rate for addicts treated at Jangalak Hospital. But one person who has stayed clean is Roli Ajmal. He came to the Jangalak Clinic 3 years ago, and after his 45 days, stayed on and got a job. I have worked here for 3 years now, he says. I fix electronic things and do some carpentry. And I'm a member of a support group where I teach new patients what I learned here. I have no trouble staying clean, Oli Ajmal says, because this is a rewarding job. Once I visited a mosque in the city where I met three people who had been discharged from the clinic a while back. They told me the instructions I gave them had helped them stay clean. That made me feel really good. But most of Afghanistan's addicts are not getting help. The Afghan government has said it will establish more treatment centers all over the country. But at the moment, it's facing severe revenue shortages and can hardly even pay salaries to public officials. Despite the enormous need, drug treatment just isn't a top priority. For The World, I'm Suna Engel Rasmussen in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Suna joins me now from Kabul. I got to say, that's a really bleak picture and a pretty discouraging report. The U.S. has spent so much money over the years trying to combat opium production in Afghanistan. Has it helped at all?
You can't really say that it has, no. The U.S. has spent $7.6 billion on fighting opium since 2001, and $1 billion of those have gone to eradication of crops. And the opium production has never been higher in Afghanistan. So you can't really say that it's anything but a failure.
Yeah, so nearly $8 billion. Why hasn't that American taxpayer dollars, why hasn't that money been able to stop this opium production?
Well, there's different reasons for it, really. One of the main reasons is the security. And the international forces and the Afghan national security forces have not been able to arrest any of the big drug smugglers. They have not been able to secure many of these provinces where the opium is being cultivated, particularly Helmand province. And they've not been able to disrupt connections between drug lords and some of these powerful provincial power brokers that we know in the West as warlords. Another reason is that the international community, the Afghan government, have not been able to offer any real alternatives for opium farmers. Growing opium is still by far the most lucrative business they can go into.
So where are the bright spots here? I mean, like the new government of Ashraf Ghani, it seems substantially different from, you know, the corruption of Karzai's government and his turning a blind eye to his drug trafficking brother. Do you think that will make a difference?
It depends on how much Ashraf Ghani can actually do about the corruption in the country. It's true that that has been one of his main points of his agenda when he ran for president, and it's one of the things that he's really focusing on now and telling people that he will strike down on corruption. How he will do that is still a little bit up in the air. He still needs to form a government, first of all. But it is true, if he wants to do something about the opium production, corruption is the first place he needs to strike down and start setting an example by punishing some people and by showing that corruption will not be tolerated under the new government. Whether or not he will be successful, and that still remains to be seen.
Journalist Sune Engel Rasmussen in Kabul, good to speak with you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.